today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, salamu alaikum. And welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because today we're going to speak about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Wednesday, is the 24th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today and from the Book of Allah, we choose the first verses from chapter Mudathir.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ya ayyuhal mudathir.
O you who covers himself with a garment.
قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ.
Arise and warn.
وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ.
And your Lord glorify.
وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ.
And your clothing purify.
وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ.
And uncleanliness avoid.
وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ.
And do not confer favor to acquire more.
وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ.
But for your Lord, be patient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Different occasions of revelation have been reported in Quran, exegete sources. For the blessed chapter in question, however, the noble prophet is undoubtedly addressed in these verses, though no explicit reference has been made to him therein, but it is reflected in the contents. The particular emphasis laid on the noble prophet as both a bearer of glad tidings and a warner is owing to the truth that warning the people, particularly on the threshold of the prophetic call, made significant contribution to awakening the neglectful souls.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون. صلى الله عليه وآله. آه يا نبي.
You listen to today's special under the title of The Morals and Behavior of the Holy Prophet. Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, is the last prophet of the Islamic religion. He was assigned the responsibility of preaching and confirming the monotheistic teachings of Islam. As a result, he became a religious, social, and political leader. During his prophethood, he portrayed several traits that can be perceived as lessons from his life. The Prophet can be taken as a prime example of a perfect person. His personality and his aura can teach everyone so many lessons. Long before prophethood, Muhammad was known as Siddiq and Amin by the people because of his honesty and truthfulness. Such attributes were extremely rare in Arabia during that period, since business owners and merchants used to deceive their customers to gain more profit.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never permit anybody to backbite others and said, "I want to meet people with a loving heart." His modesty was peerless. He was extremely patient, tolerant, and forgiving. The Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam immensely loved the ritual prayers, but on occasions when people demanded to talk to him about something, he would say his ritual prayers briefly and instead pay attention to the demands and deeds of the people. He would spare no efforts to fulfill people's needs. The Prophet treated everyone with great respect and considered nobility to be owing to faith, piety, and good behavior. He was not interested in wealth or status, nor did he respect anybody for his richness or position. His behavior towards slaves was amazingly affectionate, and he would do his best to remove the troubles and sufferings of the slaves and the poor. The Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam never attempted to retaliate against the insults and disrespects of anybody and forgave people's mistakes or their misconduct. His reaction to the torment and disregard of the ignorant people was forgiveness and tolerance. In spite of all the tortures and torments that the Quraysh had inflicted upon the Holy Prophet of Islam in conquering Mecca, he forgave them and set them free. In the war of Uhud, a man named Wahshi killed Hamza, the beloved uncle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, he forgave his sin. Also, he forgave the many torments and troubles that Abu Sufyan and his wife, Hind, had caused for him, and he did not take revenge. However, for all his tolerance and mercifulness, he did not take pity on those who violated God's threshold and sacred precepts and would punish the violators in accordance with divine rules. In affecting God's orders, he would take no notice of anybody's intercession. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ was informed that a lady had committed theft, he punished her according to the laws of Islam concerning theft and did not regard the intercession of people in this respect, saying the ruin and downfall of the preceding peoples was due to the fact that they did not enforce the laws of punishment. In the case of aristocrats and the people of status, "I swear by the one in whose hands is my life that even if Fatima, my daughter, had committed such a sin, I would cut off her hand." Actually, we are seeing this beautiful firmness in the beliefs of the Holy Prophet with regard to the Allah's laws and rulings.
special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
The Prophet was a pious and sincere worshipper of Allah. Prophet of Islam had great love for ritual prayers, so that during the night he would get up several times, brush his teeth, and then offer the most devoted prayer. He would stand worshipping God and talking sincerely to the Almighty Creator for so long that as a result of so much standing in prayer, his legs were swollen. The Prophet of Islam took lessons from watching the sky, the moon, the sun, and every other things in nature, and these phenomena attracted him to their creator more than to themselves. He was so devout and pious that not even for a single moment was he enchanted by any luxury or pleasure of this mortal world. In short, the Holy Prophet of Islam was a perfect model of all excellent virtues and sublime human qualities.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Just unkind.
Listen to this phrase carefully, putting to use everything for good. This is one of the important lessons from the Prophet Muhammad's life. After the Battle of Badr, when the Muslims captured many prisoners of war, the Holy Prophet Muhammad ordained that all prisoners who were unable to pay their ransom could obtain freedom if they taught 10 Muslims to read and write. This fact alone shows the wisdom of the Prophet and his willingness to adopt anything that was beneficial and good for his people. This act of the Holy Prophet's also goes to show how much importance and emphasis he laid on education.
So the first of these characteristics that the Prophet had acquired and that is important for us to also emulate is truthfulness, is honesty. And the second is trustworthiness. We said as-sadiq, he is known as as-sadiq, the truthful, and al-amin, the trustworthy. And in fact, trustworthiness is something that we find in all aspects of the Prophet's life. There's a famous story that during the time of the Prophet, the black stone was to be placed back in its place in the Kaaba. The Kaaba was being refurbished, rebuilt, and so the black stone was to be put back in its place. And the main tribes, there were four main tribes within Quraysh in Mecca at the time. And so there was conflict between them as to who would have the honor, who among them would have the honor of placing the black stone in the Kaaba, back in its rightful place. And so the chiefs of these tribes, they were in conflict with one another. A person who was there present, he suggested that the way to remedy this conflict was to wait to see who would enter the what is known as Masjid al-Haram, the sanctuary surrounding the Kaaba. And the first person who were to enter would be given the honor of placing the black stone in its rightful place. We are told that at this moment, the Prophet, peace be upon him, he entered, he came, he proceeded towards the Kaaba, And so they began to call out, Ja al-Amin, Ja al-Amin. The trustworthy one has come, the trustworthy one has come. And the Prophet, he entered and they told him to place the black stone back in its place. So the Prophet, he asked that the black stone be placed on a piece of cloth and that the chief of every tribe were to pick up one side, one corner of the cloth and raise it together. And the Prophet, he carried the black stone and he placed it back in its place.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to us. That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. We'll learn more about the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Inshallah. Thank you and have a nice time.
Mustafa, anta al-Nabiyul Amin wa Sayyidul Mursaleen رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.